We all struggle with debt. We all struggle with dealing with money. We all struggle to forgive. We want to do the right thing, but sometimes we don't know what the right thing is. It's hard to forgive someone. It's hard to forgive someone who has taken advantage of us. It's hard to forgive someone who is hoarding gas. It's hard to forgive someone who is gouging us at the gas pump. It's hard to forgive someone who wants to take advantage of us. It's hard to forgive people who smile to your face and then turn around and do things to you that hurt. Let's be real. It does hurt. It hurts us in our pocketbooks. It hurts us in our lives sometimes. It hurts us in our reputation sometimes when people lie about us and don't treat us right. And in our desire to forgive, sometimes we don't help people. Sometimes we don't want to forgive those things that are owed to us. Sometimes we don't want to give up on those things that are done to us. But still, we have to reach up. We have to look into ourselves to see how that's going to be. I deal with folks who have had some terrible things done to them. Some of the people in our program have experienced some terrible things in their lives. They've been abused. They've lived in families and in situations which made their circumstances difficult at most. I mean, at least, if not impossible. And yet I see them struggling to overcome those things, and I know that without forgiveness, they can't do that. I ask them to forgive the person who has injured them, even though, you know, what has been done to them may be unforgivable. Not because that person deserves it. The owner of the gas station who takes advantage of us doesn't deserve our forgiveness. He's taken advantage of us. The person who gouges the public deserves to be, you know, held accountable for their actions. They're taking advantage of a difficult situation. The people who start panics, just as we say, we have freedom of speech, but don't yell fire in the middle of a crowded theater, because that would injure people and hurt people. When you hurt people with your speech, you deserve to be held accountable. God holds us accountable. And the Old Testament is full of God's justice and God's punishment. But Jesus says, yes, you should be held accountable. But no, there is also mercy in the world. There is also forgiveness in the world. The problem is, we want to be forgiven, but we don't always want to forgive. If we want to be forgiven our sins, then we have to be willing to forgive others people's sins. And until we are willing to at least try to forgive what other people have done to us, we don't seem to be able to let go and be forgiven for our own. I see this played out so many times. People who are holding on to the hatred and the anger and the suffering that comes from something that has been done to them that they cannot let go of, cannot forgive themselves for their own inadequacies either. Forgiveness begins when we're willing to say, I forgive, even when we don't feel like it. Even when we don't want to believe it, even when we don't agree with it, even when we don't think it's right, even when we think that those people deserve what they're going to get or got or should get, still we as Christians are asked to forgive in our hearts. And it begins with being willing to say, okay, I don't like what was done, but I'll forgive them. And as we let go of our anger, as we let go of our hatred, as we let go of our pain, then that opens up a space in our hearts where God's forgiveness can come in and forgive us. And then we begin to feel the love of God. If you find yourself caught up in always having to hold people accountable, in always having to judge others, in always having to be angry about things, ask yourself, what is it that I haven't been able to let go of? What is it that I am angry about in myself? What is it that I really need to forgive? And what is it that I need to be forgiven of? So many times, our own critics, our own selves, are our own worst critics. We can believe that God will forgive us, but we walk around being unforgiven because we can't believe that we're worthy of our own forgiveness. We can't let go of our own inadequacies. We can't let go of the guilt over things we've done. And often that comes because we can't forgive other people either. It makes for a miserable life. It makes for an unhappy person. If you're going to count every wrong that's done for you, just as the master counted every dollar that the slave owed him, then you're going to spend your whole life worrying about what other people have taken and what you can get. That's not a very happy place to be. I came to the conclusion a long time ago that I would rather be somebody who got taken advantage of occasionally because of my generosity and my willingness to forgive and forget and to give, even to those who maybe didn't deserve it, than to be the kind of person who was miserable in always trying to hold on and keep accountable those people who deserved an accounting. I'm not very good with accounting. Fortunately, my wife is better than I am, and she keeps count of things. But for sure, I know that I don't want to be keeping account of all the wrongs that were done to me, of being conscious of all the things that I think need to be forgiven. I had a guy that I got into a fight with when I was in junior high school, and he and I were enemies right on through high school and until he blew himself away in a hunting accident while we were both in high school. And years later, I ran into his buddy who had gone to Vietnam and come back. And I thought, uh-oh, we're going to have a problem here. And he came into the place I was working. He saw my name badge. He said, are you the same George Potter that I went to high school with? And I said, what's your name? And he told me. I said, well, yeah, I think so. And we talked and, you know, it became immediately obvious that all of that stuff was just in the past. He didn't remember it. I didn't remember it. And yet, if we had wanted to hold on to that, we could have still been mad at each other 20 years later. None of that mattered anymore. We had outgrown our differences. Do we walk around carrying stuff like that with us in our hearts? If we do, it kills the opportunities that we have to be forgiven because we're too busy keeping account. If we're always counting, if we're always worried about getting even, then we can't be blessed. Because it's only when we can forgive that we can be forgiven. It's only when we're willing to forget that we can let go of those things that were done to us. Life's too short. Life is too short to spend all of it being angry about what happened in the past. Life is too short to spend it all being miserable over something that could be let go of and forgiven and move on. Yes, we all make mistakes. Yes, we all do stupid stuff. Yes, we all deserve justice. But Jesus has said there is mercy to temper that justice. And just as God has said that He would punish those who do wrong, I have come to forgive that and promise them that there is love eternally. Life, eternally. Forgiveness, eternally. But you can't get that. You can't be in my good graces. You can't accept my forgiveness when you're still holding on to those things that you have not forgiven. Love that you can be loved. Forgive that you can be forgiven. Let go so that you don't have to spend eternity holding on to the pain and the suffering that is so much a part of this world. I don't know about you, but no amount of money is worth eternal suffering. No amount of emotional pain is worth eternal enslavement. We want to be free of all that pain. We want to be free of this world of woe. We want to be free to be part of God's kingdom and His heaven. In order to do that, we have to free those people that owe us from their burdens so that we can be free to accept His salvation. Amen.